You're Bound to Rock, Q94. AC/DC right there, and Dirty Deeds, and they're done just dirt cheap. It's, you know, it's a Christmas sale, so there you go. Ah, it's a thirsty Thursday. I'm Gary Lane. We're cruising down to Camellia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci and get our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Good morning. How are we doing, Gary?
We are doing fine, Gary, on this beautiful 37-degree morning down here. It's awesome for a Thursday morning.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, this day is a day that will live in infamy, as a, you know, once stated through the radio airwaves, the bombing of Pearl Harbor on this December 7th. Boy, it's something that'll never be forgotten, you know, because I know, and I say that because I know you got a lot of veterans that come down there and spend time at the lake and enjoy fishing. So to all you veterans out there, we salute you.
Absolutely. Thank all of them for their service, especially those World War II veterans. There's something else.
Very few of them left.
Yep. Yeah, very few left.
But
not too many.
But if, you know, you're looking to do a little fishing, I'm hearing that it's pretty good right now.
Yeah, it is. Boy, I had a gentleman came in the other day and told me that if I wanted to bass fish right now, to take little plastic grub or gets it, and he goes, and start just slow rolling that stuff across the bottom, just real slow, he goes, and you'll tear them up. Mm. And he caught five nice ones that day, and he said, come on, I'll show you. And I went out with him, and I checked them out, and so that's been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just that time of year. You know, this is a really good time to get out there, as it's really gearing up and on. But now the whites and the hybrids and the stripers, they've probably moved up to your neck of the lake.
They have, and the bite's been on. It's just been whether you're trolling for them, whether you're drop shotting for them, jigging for them, they've been biting. They really have, especially if you've been out and you've got some of that really good equipment where you can find them. Mm-hmm. and get them on. It's been really good. It's really picked up this past week. Weather's been beautiful. I mean, a little chilly in the morning, but that's great. And it's been warming up nice. Lake level's perfect at 553 and some change. You know, all the conditions are awesome. You just got to get out there and do it.
Now, is it pretty much an all-day deal, or is it just mornings, mid-mornings, afternoons, evenings? What?
It seems like the mornings have been a little bit better. Now, I've had some guys tell me that they've had right at dusk have had them blowing up out there. And then the crappie guys, they said they've gone down there at 8 o'clock, started 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, take a little break in that, and then go back at it around 2 and come back with, 10, 12, 14 crappie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too bad either.
And live bait or plastics? Or both?
Both right now. Both. I think conditions are perfect for using both. The bait of your choice, you know. Bring a couple different colors of the plastics that are your favorites. The salt and pepper is a really good one to go with. But, right now it's been both.
Right on. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they find you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. And, of course, as always, our Facebook page. Drop us a line. Leave a message on there. Take a look at some of the photos, some of the fish that people have caught over the past week. And they can always check out our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good thirsty Thursday.
Right on. Hey, that's Gary.